Okay, we're continuing Shin Chav Ches Halacha Gimel. We started last time about the Shlichas for Hafrashas Challah, and we're going to continue this time with Shlichas in general for Hafrashas Challah and a few other things. It is after Purim already. Usually we do Pesach things now, so it's going to be about Pesach also. And that is... That's what we're talking about. Is that the most people don't ever have to think about the case of Shlichas for Hafrashas Challah. Not such a common situation that people do that. We do that when we deal with companies, we give hashkacha to the company, so the owner is chayav and hafrashas chal, and we do it for him. We also do shlichas in cases, a very similar thing, which is for trumas and maasers. When a company has stuff from Eretz Yisrael, they need to be mafresh trumas and maasers, so we're not the owners, we have to be shluchim. But we also have to do it for mechiras chametz. Okay, we sell chametz to people, or we arrange for the sale of chametz to people. So these three things, these are three situations where we deal with having to be shluchim. So we talk about a couple of shaylos that have to do with that. Not each question has to do with each one of those three cases, but by and large they do. Okay, so the first thing is that when you want to make someone to a shliach, there's no requirement that it has to be done in writing. You could just say to the guy, could you be my shliach? You could do it by email. You could just, as long as you want to make the person a shliach, the Rambam says a person should do it in writing because it makes it show that the person means it for real. He takes it seriously. So we ask people to do like the mechiras chametz. They fill out a form, is to make it seem real. You know, when the guy says, Rabbi, you could sign my chametz, it's less serious than when the guy has to fill out a paper and sign his name and the whole spiel. So that's what we do it for. You're not really mechiras to do it in writing. But the writing gives a certain seriousness, which is a good idea. Okay, that's what we tend to answer these things in writing. Okay, that's about how you make the minu shlichas from that side. But the more serious question, which is what we're going to talk about more, is who is the person who's allowed to be mamaniu a shliach to do this thing? Okay, so we have a few situations. Who does the minu shlichas? Who's the one from the company who says, Rabbi, I want you to do hafrasha, I want you to do the mechiras chametz? Okay, so the first thing is like this. Two of the three cases that I mentioned to you, Hafrashas Challah and Hafrashas and Mechiras Chametz, are only to get to Jewish companies. Okay, you only do both of those things are only if the company is owned by Yid. Okay, and we'll talk about that in a second. But one of the cases, Hafrashas Trumas and Maasers, is negay even if the company is not Jewish. Okay, so at first glance, we would say it appears that if the company is owned by someone who's not Jewish, Goyim are excluded from the dinim of shlichas. Then they can't be shlichim. They can't be shliach, and they can't be mishaleach. They can't do either side of it. So mamela, when they have to do the first shlichas and maasers, and they can't say they cannot make you into a shliach and say you be my shliach to be my first shlichas and maasers, the guy can't make you into a shliach. So in the case of mechiras chametz and case of hafrashas challah, it's a yid who owns the company. But over here, where it's potentially a not Jewish company, like the case that we dealt with. So we can't. He can't be mani shliach. Okay. So the way that it's usually taken care of. Okay. Sorry, before I get to the way it's usually taken care of, I'll mention to you. I mentioned this to Rabbi Friedman, Rabbi Fine Friedman. He said to me. He pointed to me to a Harp Tzvi, where Tzvi Pesach says that what you could do is like this. He says the din is you could be mafish trumas and maasers. The machshava, you just have to just think, you know, that the truma should be here and like that. You don't have to actually do anything physical to do hafrashas trumas and maasers. So he says that if the yid, if the guy says to the yid, I want you to do hafrashas truma, but not to be my shliach. He specifically says, I don't want you to be my shliach, but I want you do it, and whatever you do, I that's what I'm trying to do. I don't know how to be mafresh trumas. So the yid says, okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to say that you owner have in mind that what I'm this thing that I separated means the following. So in other words, like the yid is like leading the guy along of what he has to do, then the guy is doing the hafrasha, and the yid is just doing the steps, not as a shliach. He's doing the steps just to direct him, to teach him what he's supposed to do. If he would know how to do the hafrasha, he doesn't know how to do the hafrasha, and he doesn't actually have to pay something, he doesn't have to do anything physically. He could say the nusach, or he says but the yid who will physically do the actions, the pulling the pieces apart and doing the things, talking out for the guy, really you're doing this, and I'm just the robot who's doing the moving things around and like that, he says that would be good enough. Okay. He says he makes a point here that you have to specifically say you're not being a shliach. Okay. If you say you're being a shliach, then you are a shliach.
He cannot be
tied. I don't remember.
Chamisha.
I don't remember. Okay. So then, that's not talking about a shliach? No, but that's not talking about a shliach? That's talking about regular? I don't remember. Okay, I don't know. There's something else from Chaim Kinyevsky that he showed me, which is not for now. I'm not really sure what it says. Okay, I'm going to leave that for the start. Okay. So the way we usually do it, but that put on...
No, but you're quoting him, but it deals with the question directly.
Rav Tzvi Pesach was talking about that. He says, what do we do? The guy goes around being mafia shrooms and mices. But that's representative of where it goes around. Well, it's the shrooms on by God. Well, how can he be his shliach? That's what he's talking about, exactly that case. Okay? But what we usually do is we say that the instead of the yid being the shliach of the God to do the hafrasha, we say it's the yid takes ownership of the produce in order to do the hafrasha. So that is to say is the guy can give him his produce, and once the guy gives it to him, now it's the mashgiach's own produce, he can do the hafrasha. You know, technically, Pasha says technically he would be good enough if he just owned like about 20% of the produce, which is to say he has to own enough to do the hafrasha. So we spoke about last time that it can sign that if it's your own produce, you can be mafresh on somebody else's through zochen, if it's yours. So really, what?
Zochen also works this
year. We talked about that last time. So really it would be enough. We talked about. It would be enough if the yid would own the 20%. That gets very complicated. The 20% I mean is because you have to do a little bit for tshuma, and then about 10% for Meiser, and then the second Meiser, the Meiser Shemi, the Meiser Ani, is about another 9%. So it comes out to roughly 20%. But the simpler thing is usually that he should take the full ownership of everything. But in order to do that, you have to do it for real. Okay, so in order to do that, the yid's going to have, the mashgiach who's doing this hafrasha has to make the right kinyanim. Okay, so the simplest, the right kinyan to make is he should make mois and mashiach and hagbar. That's what he should do to really make the kinyan. That's not so realistic, like if you have 30,000 pounds of watermelon seeds to make a kinyan on. That's not so simple. So then use other kinyanim, you do situmta and dinam achusadina and mois to make a kinyan chotzer on it. It's not so much that works, and mois with agav. I'm not saying anything different. I'm going through this very fast. I'm just mentioning that you have to make all these bunch of kinyanim. If you could make mois and Mashiach, Moise and Hagbar, then you'd be fine. But realistically, that's not so easy to do that.
Rabbi Duna was here, he suggested making Hagbar with a forklift.
Right, you can make Hagbar with a forklift, that's true. But it's not always so easy. Okay, that's not so easy. Again, when you're dealing with, if you have one big of apples, that's one thing. But when you have 30,000 pounds of watermelon seeds, that's not so simple. Okay, so you have a lot to do. Okay, you can do it. Okay, now.
Stick the guy, pull the stick in the pal. You just push the button to raise the pal.
There you go. Okay. So, now you hit him. Okay, anyhow, so then, of course, this is not really relevant to right now, but of course, once you're finished, you have to take care of the stuff. Either it is or it's not a chokshul kabotumah. In that case, it was not a chokshul kabotumah. I don't remember. We found out whether it was or not a chokshul kabotumah. So you have to deal with the debt after. That's not really going to get to the shlichus part of it. Okay. So that's if the, in the case of hafrasha shrooms and maizes, if the owner was not Jewish, you have to deal with that. Okay. But assuming that the owner is Jewish, like for example, for hafrasha shchala, or for mechiras chametz, when the owner is Jewish, or even Jewish or maizes, if the owner is Jewish, there's a second question, which is like this. What happens if the owner is, he's a yid, but he's a mummer? Okay, would he be able to be memani yushliach? He's not a guy, but he's a mummer, would he be able to be memani yushliach? So there's a machlokes like this. The Magen Avraham brings from Tosfos that a mumer is a yid. He's considered to be a yid still, but he's not considered to be a ben bris. When the Gemara says that a shliach has to be a ben bris, the Gemara says ma atem b'nei bris af shulchachem b'nei bris. A mumer is excluded from that. He can't do that because he's not a ben bris. Okay, he's not a ben. The drasha is ma atem b'nei bris af. The shliach has to be a ben bris. So a mumer is a yid. But he's not a ben bris, and therefore he can't be a shliach. So
he can't be a shliach.
No, either. He's not in the parasha shlichus. Okay, so that's the
mogar. He's a mumer for, let's say, he's a gemalas.
No, that bris has to do with physically whether he's a ben bris or not ben bris. It's a quality.
So he would circumcise his kid. He would give bris to his kids. So,
but if he's a mumer, then he's out of the qualification, out of the quality, whether the fact that he's circumcised.
There's levels of mumer, there's different things, different levels of mumer.
Okay.
No, that's not true. Every Canadian says it's shlichus because it's high bris.
Okay. So
he also keeps Torah mitzvah.
Okay. So he asks a question. So the Magen Avraham asks a kasha. He says Tosfos says that he's not a ben bris. He says how come you go in Hilchos Gittin? The Ramah says that a mummer could be a shliach for a get. Okay, so he bothers. How come the Ramah says that a mummer could be a shliach for a get? He has kasha on what he's saying. He says it's based on Tosfos. He says, so why did the Ramah say that a mummer could be a shliach? Forget. So he says, the best I can tell you is that it depends what kind of a mummer you are. If you're a mummer lahachas or a mummer l'teovon. He says, maybe the Ramah is only allowing a mummer to be a shliach if he's a mummer l'teovon. But a mummer lahachas, that's the kind of mummer who's not a ben bris. Okay? The Magen Avraham's not so thrilled with that answer. Okay? But that's the best that he could come up with that answer. Okay, I mean, there's a deal in Tosfos that you're talking about a mummer lahachas. The Ramah doesn't tell you any indication that he needs only certain kinds of mummer. Okay, that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Eben Ezer, which appears on the Magen Avraham, brings a Beis Shmuel who says like the Magen Avraham, who Taka says like the Magen Avraham says, but Eben Ezer himself is very strong that he does not agree with. He does everyone does. Everyone. That's fine. No, I'm just kidding.
Give it a
three. Oh, okay. You got apples, right? You also did it. Okay. So the Eben Ezer says not like he said. He does not agree with the Magen Avraham. And he goes, and he says, I don't exactly understand what he's trying to say, but he brings a Jewish edition, who says that a mummer could make a shliach to give a get. Okay? And he said, and the Machaber brings this Jewish edition. Okay? So I'm not sure why he thought that was like more of a kasha on the Magen Avraham than what the Magen Avraham said himself. The Magen Avraham himself said that the Ramah says not like him, and he answered by saying that this mummer yes and this mummer no. So I'm not sure why he thought more by bringing the Jewish edition. There's no more. What? That's what the Magen Avraham asks. That the Ramah is not like Tosfos. So the Magen Avraham wants to answer. The Magen Avraham wants to answer that different kind of mummer. So now the Eben Ezer brings a kasha on the Magen Avraham because I see a Trumas Edeshin who says that a mummer can make a shliach forget. Okay, we had that question already. What the Magen Avraham answered that question? He said is that's what kind of mummer you are. So I'm not sure why he thought there was more of a kasha from Trumas Edeshin than from Tosfos. I'm not sure why he's like look at the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch brings this from a Trumas Edeshin. Yeah, the Magen Avraham answered that question. You don't like the answer, but this bring another riot to it. I didn't see what he was doing that. But anyhow, so Eben Ezer has his own pshat, a chiddush in what the Gemara says. And when the Gemara says, the Eben Ezer says, a mummer can make a shliach. He says like this, when the Gemara says that, ma'atem b'nei bris, afshul chacham b'nei bris, what the Gemara means is like this. There are two qualities that most Yidden have. He's a Yid, and he's a ben bris. If you have one of those qualities, that's enough to let you be a shliach, to become someone else's shliach. As long as you have one similarity with the person who sent you, that's enough. So the mummer is not a ben bris. That's true. Tosfos says the mummer is not a ben bris. Okay, he's not a ben bris, but he's a yid. Tosfos makes the point. He is a yid. So if he's a yid, and I'm a yid, so I can send him as my shliach. So he might be not a ben bris, but you don't need both things together. When it says ma'atem b'nei bris, af shulchacham b'nei bris, it means
that a ben bris is not a yid.
So. I'm getting that. So he says, having one, you know, I'm getting that in a second. So he says, so having one qualification is good enough, that Eben Ezer says, and the male of the woman could be a shliach, he could make a shliach, and that's all fine. Now, that's what he says. So he argues the Magen Avraham. Okay, so before I get back to what had to do with us, just say an interesting Rikveger. The Rikveger says, I have a raya to Eben Ezer. Okay, the Gemara says in Gittin like this. The Gemara says that a goy can't be a shliach for get, because they're lav ben bar hetera. He's lav bar hetera. Okay, that means is he doesn't give a get to his wife. The way a goy and his wife separate is not through a get. They're not in the parsha of Gittin, and therefore he can't be a shliach for a get because he's lav bar hetera. He's not in that parsha. So Rebbe Craig says, why did you want to say that? Why did you say he can be a shliach? Because he can never be a shliach. Goyim are not included in the parish of shliachas. So why did the Gemara have to say that Goyim are lav b'nei hetero? He's a lav bar hetero. What's the reason for that? Why did you say? Because he's not a shliach. A goyim can never be a shliach. So he says like this. He says there's a Shach and the Sivas say that even though Goyim are not in the parish of shliachas, I can't make a goy a shliach and he can't make a shliach, two goyim can make each other shluchim. A goy can make another goy into a shliach. What's the reason why two goyim can make a guy can make another guy a shliach. Because matem b'nei bris, atem shulchachem b'nei bris, doesn't mean is that the shliach has to be a ben bris. It means is that the mashalech and the shliach have to be of equal status. So a yid can send another yid, and a guy can send another guy. So they're equal status. They're both not b'nei bris. They're both not yidin, and they can be shulchim for each other. We can be shulchim for each other. But for me to send the guy, for God to send me, we're not the same. So we can't send. He says we can't. No. The shach and the tzivis say that a guy can send another guy as a shliach. That's the shach and the tzivis. That I can say, a guy can send another guy as a shliach because they're similar enough. So he says, now according to Eben Oitzer, what happens if a mummer wants to send the guy as a shliach? So the mummer and the guy have something in common. They're both not b'nei bris. And the Eben Oitzer said you only have to have one thing in common. You don't have to have both. You don't have to be. Your Jewishness and your B'nai Bris don't have to both be in common, only one of them has to be in common. So the Mumer and the Goy have something in common. They're both not B'nai Bris. So, and according to Eben Oitzer, that one is enough. So really, a Mumer could send the Goy to be Hishliach. So if you want to know why is a Goy not able to be Hishliach for Gittin, don't say because Goy are not kosher for Shlichus. It's not true. Because a Goy could be Hishliach, because a Goy could be sent by a Mumer. If the Mumer wants to be Megarish's wife, he could send the Goy to be Hishliach, to make the Garishin. And therefore, the reason why the Gemara has to say that the Law of B'nai Hetera is because, there would be cases that a Goy would be able to be a Shlichus for a Garishin, and therefore, according to Eben Oitzer, we understand, so the Gemara has to come up with a different reason, which is Law of B'nai Hetera. He's not in the parsha of Garishin and Mamela, that's why he can't be a Shlichus. That's what Rikvega says. The Gemara says it for other reasons, but he's focusing on why is he for a Goy. The Gemara says it for a few people. So that's what Rikvega says. He says it's a right to Eben Oitzer from that Gemara about Goyim Law of B'nai Hetera. That's what Rikvega says.
He says it's not good. What is he afraid?
When Tosfos says he's not a ben bris, he just says he's not a ben bris.
Is he talking about
I don't think he's talking about shliach. No, he just, now, I, to finish or repeat, this is what I'm curious. What I told you so far, that's what I'm curious says. So I'll just tell you that if now we'll consider shliach, that the reason why the Magen Avraham doesn't agree with the Eben Oitzer, the reason why the Magen Avraham, so the Eben Oitzer now has a riot from this Gemara Gittin to what he said. The reason why the Magen Avraham doesn't agree is because the Magen Avraham of Tosfos Pesach argues on the shach that I told you. The Magen Avraham says that a guy cannot make another guy into a shliach. Okay, so the whole raya from that Gemara came from because Rikvega says because if you say like the shach and the nesivus that one guy can make another guy into a shliach, then we have this shot into this Gemara about a law of Hatera. Morgan Avram Lushitasa, that's a Hilchas Pesach Morgan Avram, says that a guy cannot make another guy into a shliach, and the male if he can't make another guy into a shliach, the whole raya from this Gemara gets and falls apart. Okay. Again, the mumer could go both ways. He's very flexible. You think he could, okay, fine. So now, that's where we started from. I know I distracted because I wanted to tell you Rikvega, because I thought it was interesting. But back to where we were coming from, which was, according to Eben Oitzer, then the mummer could make me a shliach. If the person who owns the company is a mummer, who wants to sell his chametz, or who wants to do hafarshas challah, or hafarshas shulah meiser, according to Eben Oitzer, that mummer could make me into a shliach. Because the mummer will be allowed to make me a shliach, because again, he says his mummers are allowed to make yidden, are in the parish of shlichus. I guess for everybody, for goyim and for yidden. Okay, even according to the Magen Avraham, who said that they're not in the parish of shlichus, that's only if he's a mummer lachas. Okay, which seemingly a lot of them would qualify for. Not a mummer to yavin, but of course, I'll remind you that we talked about in how first, when we learned Pas Yisrael that many of the Chachamim say that the people who are not practicing Jewishness the way they're supposed to be, those people don't qualify as mumrim. Okay, we talked about that way some time ago. Lots of those people don't qualify as mumrim. They're just tinnik shnispas, they don't qualify as mumrim. So then this whole thing wouldn't be negated anyhow. Okay, but if we would have a mumr, or we would say these people are mumrim, then according to Eben Oitzer, they would allow to be the mamanas or shluchim. According to Magen Avraham, if they're mumrim lahaches, they would not be allowed to. Okay. Excuse me, next. Okay, so now, we figured out we don't have a goyish owner. We don't even have a mummer who's an owner. Well, we took care of why a mummer can make a shliach. Now the question is, what happens if the person, the owner is a yid, okay? But the owner is not the person who I deal with. Okay, the mashgiach who comes in there to do the hafrasho, to do the mechira, the owner doesn't have time for him. The owner doesn't see him. The owner's 1,000 miles away. And the person who's doing the minui, the person who's asking me to do that, to the hafrasho, to do the mechir v'stametz, that person is not Jewish. Okay, he's the manager of the company who does everything else in the company. He does everything else in the company, but he's not a yid. Okay, so the question is, how does that fall into his being able to make me a shliach, or how does that fit into this mix of here? Okay, so I'll first tell you two reasons that were suggested that were not so convincing.
So again, we're trying to figure out how the manager was a guy can
make me into a shliach. He wants to sell the chametz, or he wants me to. I mean, we're getting mechiras chametz forms from companies. Who signed that form? Who did that appointment? Was whoever the manager was. It came to the kosher contact. He signed the paper here. Sounds like
the issue because he's a guy, because he's a manager,
because he's a guy. No, because he's a guy. Because he's not a person.
Jewish manager, he wouldn't be asking this question.
Well, I'm going to get to a Jewish manager in a second, but passion, we wouldn't have a problem. We'll see that in a second. We shouldn't have a problem. Okay, but or so either for the hafrasha or for the hafrasha scholar or for the mechir
shabbat.
I mean,
he's more than a shliach. He's a pilot of the
balabas. Oh, that's my first one. So that was the first of the two reasons I was going to tell you, which is not good. Okay, that's good. Well, everyone's going to have it. Okay, there's Machna Fahim says that the Machna Fahim says that even though there's all kinds of halachas of shlichus, the Gemara says yad poyot yad baal bayis, and therefore a poyot could do as if he's the baal bayis. He doesn't have to be the shlich of the baal bayis. A poyot, I mean, who's a paid worker, can do. He and the baal bayis are the same thing, so he can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to be partial.
I don't think it's the same question. Can you manage if the manager was selling something to the business? Can you buy it from him, or is it gezel?
You can buy it from him.
Okay, so why can't you sell it?
I'm going to ask you patient the whole week. I'm going to ask you patient another 5 minutes. I'm going to get to what you said in a second. Just be poor. Just be patient. A whole week? No, because last week he was already grumbling about it. Okay, so but the truth is, there's a lot of achronim who don't agree with the Machna Fahim. We can ask him a research work there. He can tell us whether we think that is or is not the din. Machna Fahim says it's a chiddush to say that Yad Pol Yad Bayis means he doesn't have to be a shliach. Pashas, there's rules of shlichus. Shlichus means that's what the rules are. Okay, there's lots of achronim who don't agree with that. So it's not so great to say that we're doing it because of that. Now, what I'm going to tell you in a minute, which is just he's waiting for, is going to be very similar to that, but it's not going to be through those rules. Okay, now there's another one which is a little we thought had more to it, which was there's a din called Harsha. Okay, the Gemara in Rabbi Kama has a machlokes whether harsha means like I give you permission to do something for me, whether that is or is not shlichus. The din is that it is. We pass that it is shlichus. So when we would look at it at first, harsha wouldn't seem to make any better. Harsha is shlichus, and goyim are not shlichus. Okay, but that's not the truth. The truth is that goyim are allowed to do harsha. Okay, goyim are allowed to do harsha, and the reason is because it's a takonis chacham that a goy should be allowed to do a harsha, and that's because it helps people collect their money. Okay, you send the guy to go collect your money from some other city, so a guy is allowed to do harsha, even though he's not preparing shlichas, and even though harsha is shlichas, harsha works in here. Okay, so there's a machlokes. That's fine when a yid asks a guy to do something. Okay, so like for example, if the yid, I'm not up to you yet, but if the yid tells the guy, you could collect my loan for me, or maybe you'd say it, you could sell something in my store for me, then if the harsha would work because it's the consequence to help the yid. So the machlokes in the achronim. There's a machlokes in the achronim, the shachrin, the machlokes, whether it works the other way around. What happens if the goy wants to send the yid as a harsha? Okay, so it's a cooler to let the goy be do work a harsha for me. So one of the I think Marashtam says, he says, well, it doesn't work the other way around. It's not helping the chachamim takana to help the yid, not to help the goy. So mamela, it wouldn't help if you did it. And the shachmanim's others would say, no. Once they're in the parasha, they're in the parasha, and it works in here. Okay. So at first you might say is whether the so again we have a yid, the owner, who asks the goy to ask the yid to do mechiras chametz, so that the yid should ask the goy. We might hashar my everyone should. Would seemingly allow the guy to do it. It's for the benefit of the yid. Whether the guy can then turn around and ask the yid, can you do this mechir for me, would maybe depend on this machlokes, whether harsha works both directions. Does it help for guy to be the mursha or the, I don't know, the marsha, okay, the person who makes the harsha? What?
Marsha.
The marsha, okay. Now, but this is a mistake. But this is a mistake. Because the shach also says that you can only use harsha. Harsha is meant as a way to collect loans for people who want, say, to avoid. There's a taina of labal dvarim tibiyad. What are you doing coming to collect the guy's money? I don't have to talk to you. I don't owe you the money. I owe him the money. So there's a special takana for that case. But to say that to use Harshah for other things, in his case it's for selling property, no such thing. You can't use it just whenever you want to. There are regular rules of shlichas. Harshah is a special thing for collecting loans, and mainly you can't use it for sales and things like that. You can't use it for that. And in fact, there's a choice. The Ketzayis is, of course, a Chash Mishpat, but it's brought in Orachayim, in Mechiras Chometz, that the Ketzayis says, if you ask a Goy to sell your Chometz for you, okay, he says, it doesn't work. He says, even though the Goy is using, he uses the word, even though the Goy is coming, Bahar Sha'asoy, Shalha Yisrael, okay, he uses that word, because he doesn't want to say Shlichas, because of course it's not a Shlichas, even though coming, Bahar Sha'asoy, Shalha Yisrael, it doesn't work anything, and it's brought in all the Hornim in Mechiras Chometz, that doesn't work. And if you did it, Bahar Sha'asoy of the Goy, it's worthless, and the Chometz is also of the Pesach. Okay, so this idea that maybe it should work, the Yid can have the guy's manager be his Baharsha, and then the guy has the Yid Baharsha, it's not going to work, doesn't work for Mechira. So that's flopped, okay? That didn't work either, okay? So Weir Shabelsky, what do you think about this? How do you get the guy to sign the form? I mean, all these forms that are coming in, they're checking, yeah, they signed Mechira's Hamid's, they weren't signed by the owner, and you know, no one's checking, you know, they didn't ask him for his, you know, his what is it called? It's the paper we sent to the rabbinate that says, you know, you're Jewish. We don't ask the guy for his two dollars that says that he's a year. Whoever signed the paper, we'd be happy. We take the paper. Okay. So Rabelsky said, this is what Yossi's been waiting for. Rabelsky said he says, when the owner hired this manager, okay, the owner brought in someone and says, you run my store for me. Okay, you run my business for me. What he's it's implicit in what he hired this person is, whatever you do, I want to do. So if you go ahead and you sell someone a pair of socks, and you sell the socks in the store for me, it's as if I sold it. Everything that you do, it's as if I'm doing that thing. Everything that you choose from everyone who you appoint, everything that you do, whatever you do, it's my agreement from Mirosh that whatever you do, I'm agreeing to. That's why I hired you. I say, this is your job. You sit here every day for these times, and this whatever you do, it's as if I wanted to do it. Okay, so it's like a super, it's like whatever you say, I'm masking to whatever you're going to do.
So what it is, he's saying
that it's as if the owner is dealing directly with the new, let's in our case, it's this amount. Selling socks is a little more complicated. Let's say, Bechir's comments.
It really isn't.
Yeah, okay. We have a bias here about Mr. Selling Tax. Okay. So when the guy signs the paper that says, please sell all the chametz for us. It's as if the Yid had agreed to have his chametz being sold. Okay, so in the case of Mechir's chametz, is the easiest case. He wants Rabbi Matenki, or whoever does the Mechir, Rabbi Reis, I don't know who does the actual physical Mechir, Rabbi Reis, he says, Rabbi Reis, I want you to sell my chametz. Now the Yid doesn't even know that he's selling his chametz to him. But he said, I agree to anything my manager decides for the company, that's what I agree to. And he agreed that we should sell the chametz. We should have Rabbi Reis sell the chametz. Okay, so we agreed to it. So the owner himself is agreeing to it. It's as if the owner himself told you could do the shlichas. He never said it, but it's as if he agreed to that. Okay? With Hafrashas, it's a little more complicated. That's what Rabbi Belsky was to say. Okay? Rabbi Shechter was like, he was looking exactly at Rabbi Reis. He looked just like the same face. He's like, that is like, oh, we have the mechanics over here.
What's the problem? I don't understand the problem.
Because?
If I want you to be kind of something of mine, right?
Yes.
I don't need to be there. I just need to say, Lech Chazay Kikni.
Okay.
That's all. And you do the Kenyan. You go do the Kenyan.
Okay, so you say...
Because this is the only time I made a big announcement, but now in perpetuity, I'm announcing... I have a guy sitting in my store doing all kinds of transactions. It's like I'm saying, I mean, whatever he says, I'm giving permission
So in Kenyanim, okay, there we go, save the socks. In Kenyanim, that's easier to say. In Kenyanim, you're right, there's such a thing as Lech Chazayim, so you can make, because the Kohen can make the Kenyan without the Machna. He could do it by himself. Let's see how first is true.
What kind of Kenyan you're making? So you get Kenyan Chatz of the Chometz, right? You're cutting the Chatz. Who's doing the Kenyan on the Chatz? The
buyer is making a Kenyan on his basement.
The guy
is making a Kenyan on it. He doesn't get owned for it.
He gives Kesef.
He has to give it to the right person. Okay, so you're right. So as soon as we run into issues where we need both people involved, like in Hafrash, I have to be Mamani or Shliach. I can't just say, well, we talked about the list. Maybe I can say, whoever wants it to be Mafresh. But we run into sometimes we need both parties. We need both people involved in it.
We need both parties.
Like you said, some Kenyan need both people. You have to give voice to the person. You can't just throw money onto the floor and say, I made a Kenyan voice. You have to give money from the buyer to the seller.
How does the owner owner getting the money.
Yes, so a shlichus puts that the owner get the money, but there is no, there's no shlichus over
here. You put the money in the chutzah of the balabais, and the balabais get the chutzah.
Yeah, but Rabbi Reese is not the chutzah of the balabais. He's only that if he's the shlich of the balabais. Then we can say, oh, he's like the balabais. He's not the balabais. He's just a shlich. Right, so
the guy comes in with the chametz, isn't that?
So
you can go into the guy's house.
Right, so if there's such a thing, if there's such a thing that we could say, Rabbi Reis is the shlich of the owner, even though the owner and Rabbi Reis don't know each other, and they never had any connection. That's what he's trying to say. The owner said, if you make Rabbi Reis a shlich, I want Rabbi Reis to be my shlich. So that is it. He was my Rabbi Reis a shlich. By whatever this the guy decides, it's just the owner's
decision. That's going to it should work.
Right, so the owner is being maskim to any minui, anything that the manager does, it's as if the owner did it himself. It sounds very familiar to Yad Polk, Yad Balbais, right? That sounds very familiar to that idea. What he's saying is that the poil, it's as if the Balbais is, when the poil says, Rabbi Reis, I want you to be my shliach, really he means, I want you to be the shliach for Mr. Bernstein, who owns the company. Right? So, that's where Rabbi Kalski said such a thing. Okay, I don't know enough to tell you that. Rabbi Shechter made faces like this, which was, he says, it doesn't work like that. You can't agree to whatever meaning you'll do, whatever kinyan you'll do, that should work. Like he's in perpetuity. Whenever the guy does, it should work for that. Okay, so I don't know enough to tell you yes or no. Okay, they disagreed as to whether you could do such a thing. To set something up that says, whatever Beryl says, that's what I want to be my das from now and forever.
Why not? All he needs is das, and he's a das company. He obviously gives us das company. I set a guy in my store to do all kinds of things.
Okay.
It's my das company to do it.
Okay. So I can argue with you. I don't know enough to argue with you.
Okay. So the guy was solid business?
Yeah,
no, no, because obviously you understand that there's some limitations to it.
But there's implicit rules of this is what you can do, what you can't do, and within those rules, I get to everything he chooses to do. Okay, and what happens if a person walks into the store and we give him a discount? Okay, the manager says, usually it's $1 for a pair of socks, so it's 50 cents. So the owner agrees to that. If he's authorized, if it's within his range of things to do, then he agrees with it. You want to return it even though there was no reason. Whatever.
You're saying it's like a minoy meirosh. In other words, when you hire this person, you're telling this person this is the range of activities you can conduct. So it's less if the balabais himself has made all those minoyim.
All those decisions. All right, decisions were made.
He's done it all. He's done all of those, actions.
Himself.
But you don't need shlichus. I'm saying, it works as far as talking when you talk, I don't need the shlichus.
Even if the Balabais doesn't enunciate, I want this particular deal to be done. I want this particular, shlichus to be appointed. He's already said all of that.
That's
right. That in Gittin sometimes, with respect to somebody makes a minoy of a particular shlich to give over the get, and then the shlich dies. And sometimes we say, okay, so it was as if he didn't listen and understood that whoever the Bezin appoints is the shlich. He doesn't know the first shlich that the Bezin brought, he doesn't know the second shlich, so it's as if he appointed the second shlich too.
Now Rav Shechter, who was not happy with his plan, he said, in some of these cases it could work with Zochen. Okay? So we talked about it last time, whether Zochen could work. It's most appropriate to, he saw when he had Farshas Chala and Farshas Shulman Shmeisters, that you could do with Zochen. We talked about that last time, whether it could or could not work. Maybe Zochen doesn't work with Zochen the Adam, but maybe it could work if the Yid took the Tevo. Okay? So we might save ourselves from the Zochen problem. We talked about this last time. Maybe you can make it, everyone would agree that Zochen should work. The Rambam himself says that Zochen works. So it's not so bad to use Zochen. That doesn't work, of course, for Mechiris Chametz. But then people came with a different angle. They said, well, yeah, for Mechiris Chametz, it's also Zochen Adam. So you should own chametz. Okay, we're doing him a favor by not having own chametz. That in itself is very questionable, because if you went to the owner and said to the owner, meaning owner who didn't sell his chametz, who doesn't care about only chametz and Pesach, said to the owner, would you rather own chametz and Pesach, or would you rather be a ganav? Which one would you rather be? Because you realize if we sell your chametz and you keep doing business with it, then you're a ganav. So we say to you, person who doesn't care about the din, would you care more? Would you rather be own chametz and Pesach, or would you rather be a ganav? So most people would say I'd rather own chametz and Pesach, because if he doesn't care about din, stealing is something that most people don't want to do. Or at least they'll tell you they don't want to do that. They don't want to steal, but most people don't care about it. Most people who don't care about the din don't want to care chametz. So to say, is it a zochen for the guy to say you won't own chametz? In truth, that might be a zchir for him, but from his perspective, it's might not be a schir. Okay, that's balanced with the fact that he wants to be kosher. So if he wants to be kosher, he has to do this. Maybe he is willing to that. He's willing to be a ganav as long as it helps him be kosher. And then he only will chametz and pesach. Okay, that's a question about that. But there are shechter for the mechiras chametz. We're better off from a different angle, and that's because even though the manager might not be able to do kinyanim, because he's not Jewish, he can't be the shliach to do kinyanim. He says, but there are kinyanim that he can do, okay? And those are the kinyanim of Situmta and Dina de Mahusa, okay? Because from the perspective of the Dina de Mahusa, what's the law on the land? What's the perspective of the Situmta of how people do business? Of course, managers are allowed to do transactions. That's, of course, understood, that the manager of the company can do transactions. So Situmta and Dina de Mahusa, when he says, I'm selling the chametz, from the perspective of, from the legal, I mean, the American law perspective, from the Situmta perspective, it was a perfect transaction. No one questioned that. He says, so now we run into a bunch of different machlokesim, a whole bunch of machlokesim. First of all, are those kinyanim deraisa drabanan? Let's say they're only drabanan. Some hold that there's a machlokes whether a kinyan drabanan helps you get away from the isra ba yirah. Even if the kinyan drabanan doesn't help you get away from ba yirah, there's a third machlokes, which is maybe a kinyan drabanan is enough to get you away from chamar shalva pesach. It may not save you from the derisa of Ba'yirah, but it might save you from the Drabanan or Chamar Shalva Pesach. Okay, so actually, we'll make about most of those shailas. Okay, the Mishabura, in the Mishabura side of it, says that Situmta is a derisa. Okay, in the Bialacha, he's not so sure, but the Mishabura in his side, in there says it's a din derisa. The Mishabura also says that for sure, also for Chamar Shalva Pesach. Okay, which is, again, from our perspective, given Hashkacha, we care about his neshama, but our job is to care that the food is kosher. So from the food being chametz pesach, we're more covered. Rabbi Shachter was happy with that. He said, look, really the best thing would be is to go back to the real owner and say, Mr. Real Owner of the Yid, please sign the mechiras chametz form. But if he didn't, and the manager signed it, then he was satisfied at least for the food, that the food would be okay.
Why did Shachter have a problem only with selling chametz as opposed to the manager selling anything else, any other thing that we don't say together?
So for everything else, the Situmta and the Din Mechusa allow it. You're allowed to.
What about Din Yisrael? What about Din Yisrael?
I mean, could if it was run just with the regular
Din Yisrael? Sell widgets, but why can't you sell chametz? Why is widgets okay and chametz is a problem?
So your question is, would I be allowed to walk into a store that was, if the Yid had a manager, a not-Jewish manager there, he owned a little store, can I ask him, can I buy something from him, would I be allowed to do that? Okay, I'm not joking. So your question is, would I be allowed to? So you say, it's obvious that I'm allowed to.
I never heard such a shayla.
Okay, so you're favoring what Rebelsky said, which is, the owner is willing to sell you whatever you want to.
Here, it doesn't work for that, because I got so stupid.
He's saying regular. Guy wants to buy a loaf of bread. Walk in the store, can I buy a loaf of bread? So you're happy to buy from him.
Yeah.
I want to buy a loaf of bread from a store that's owned by a Yid, and the guy is at the cash register. How am I doing it? The guy at the cash register can't be there.
If the Rabbani works, it's fine for
regular. Right, but he said, would it be true that on a derisa level it would work?
You could not get the
Okay.
You can have a conversation with it.
Means if you walk out that loaf of bread, you couldn't be because you should do that because it's not yours to the right. Okay. So, one last little thing.
I understand. There's such a thing, but I don't think in this case of buying, when you bought something to the store, the manager, did you ever buy a chuppah? When the Bechad Kedushin is, did you buy this in a, did you buy this ring? Did you buy this ring in the store with the Gershon manager? What happened?
That's a good question. Okay. So at the next chassan, we just have our next chassan is very married. So you go by the next chassan, by his daughter, by his
wife. From a Jew.
You go and say to him, who did you buy the ring from? You say, excuse me, I have something to say. Did you buy the ring from a manager on the street? You only married according to Situmta. You know, this is only a wedding according to Situmta. One sheet and two sheets in the Berel Achav. It's the right. Okay. So one last thing to say, which is very sort of passed it by, which was, Someone asked, maybe we should have a title here of Mila Mimsu Lishliach. Okay, which is to say is, what happens if the right person was Mana David Oppenheimer, and said, Rabbi Oppenheimer, you do Hafrashos Chalav for me. Or he says, you, Rabbi Reese, you do Mechiras Chametz. Okay, and that person's not available that day. Okay, he's not going to be there one day, and he asks somebody else to do that. Okay, is there a problem that he is the shliach. However we got to this point, he's the shliach. So now Rabbi Oppenheim is the shliach to Hafrashos Chalav. One day he's not feeling well. So he says, Yossi, can you do me a favor? Could you read this nusach for all these companies? I'm not feeling well. I'm going to be out of the country. Can you do this Hafrashos Chalav? Okay. So is that a problem that one shliach can't make somebody else into a shliach? Okay. So, the Sefer Mishpat Eretz, okay, a contemporary saver. He brings a whole long list of achronim who talk about the shaila. Whether for our freshest students or maestros, there's a problem. One person being mad at somebody else. There's a base mayor who says you can't. Okay, but everybody else who we quote says that he can. If you want to hear some names, it'll make you feel better. Marid, then Chassam Sofer, and Alavosh, and Madan Yerzer from Zalman, and Ruchaim Kineski, all who think that you can be, that it's okay for them to be Manu Shliach. So it would be okay for one person to pass it on to somebody else and say, you know, I'm the Shliach to do this, you could do it also. Some of those Achorim that I mentioned say it's only okay if they said you could pass it on to somebody else if you want to. Okay, but just sort of assume that you're allowed to. But I'll just come back to where we came from, which is if the whole way that Rabbi Oppenheimer became the Shliach was through Zochin, or through an understanding that whatever these people do, the real owner wants, if we think about how he became a Shliach, chances are that passes on to the next person also. Okay, let's think Zochin. If he's doing the Hafrosha because of Zochin Lom Tzol B'Fanav, well then, if Rabbi Lander to do Zochin is just as good as Rabbi Oppenheimer. It doesn't make a difference. Zochin is Zochin. Okay? There's nothing unique about him that makes it more Zochin. If it was because whatever the owner says, whatever they do, I'm in favor for that helps, you know, whatever helps my business. So he doesn't care if it's this rabbi or that rabbi. It's all the same kind of thing. So, but again, even if not, even had been a formal Minui, the owner went over to Rabbi Oppenheimer and says, Rabbi Oppenheimer, please do Hafreshus Chal for me. He said, like a direct, plain old Minui. Almost everybody holds it. He could pass on somebody else's.